The Czech budget for next year elbowed its way back to the top of the economic and political agenda this week after the abandonment of early autumn elections. Caretaker Prime Minister Jan Fischer has said he will only continue in office for longer if politicians approve a 2010 budget with a deficit of under 170 billion crowns. Politicians cold-shouldered a tax-raising and cost-cutting package tabled by Finance Minister Eduard Janota before the summer, which sought just that. The centre-right Civic Democrats did not like tax-raising proposals, and the left-wing Social Democrats objected to cuts in social spending and hikes in sales tax. But faced with the possibility of even greater chaos if Prime Minister Fischer resigns, there are now signs of compromise all round.
The recent political turmoil has done nothing to weaken the robust Czech currency. The crown actually climbed this week to a 10-month high and at one point pushed the euro to below 25 crowns. Analysts say one of the reasons is the still relatively high interest rates compared with the near zero levels of some West European countries. Another reason is the expectation of a big buy order for crowns following the announcement that the South Korean conglomerate Doosan is going to buy the Czech turbine maker Škoda Power for around 450 million euros.
The strong crown will do little to help struggling state-controlled carrier Czech Airlines. The government this week brought in new management to pilot the airline faced with record losses, a sharp drop in revenues, and no cash reserves to help it cope. A large part of the new team was involved in the cost-cutting restructuring of Czech steel companies. New supervisory board chairman Václav Novák has warned that cuts in labour costs are unavoidable to keep the company going. The airline this week began to lay off several dozen of its around 4,500 staff, but a deal on much deeper cuts will be needed with the unions.
The Czech Republic is no longer a paradise for international coffee bar operator Coffee Heaven. The Central European coffee house specialist complains in its latest annual results that it was badly hit by a slump in demand from Czechs and fall-off in thirsty tourists visiting Prague. The Czech Republic is the group's second most important market after Poland. Coffee Heaven now says it will concentrate on developing sales in Poland and Hungary.
And the postponement of October's elections is good news at least for hard-pressed advertising firms and media consultancies helping the political parties with their campaigns. Such companies have been amongst the biggest casualties of the financial crisis. Parties have already begun spending part of their estimated half-billion crown budget on their campaigns and will not be able to cancel all of the poster space and ad campaigns already booked. Some ad sector experts now expect the parties will have to find around a third as much money again to payroll a new general election campaign next summer.